There will be a $1 participation charge per caller for this show. Anyone not paying may have the call terminated. Thank you for your understanding and support. All proceeds go to the upkeep of Psychic Choice Radio. There will be a $1 participation charge per caller for this show. Anyone not paying may have the call terminated. Thank you for your understanding and support. All proceeds go to the upkeep of Psychic Choice Radio.
Technology today has never been smarter, but smart only matters when you put it to good use. Let's put smart to work. Search IBM UK to find out more.
Silver coins that jingle jangle, fancy shoes that dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover entangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Okay, here we are, ladies and gents. It's 4 minutes past the hour of night. Now, I must start off with an apology. I have spoken to Mickey offline, and we need to take a lot of breaks this evening. This is no fault of Mickey's. It's myself that's not very well this evening. I haven't been too well all day. So, thanks, Amelia, to my stomach, please. We'll do our best, and that's all I can promise you at the moment. So, not too long-winded questions with Mickey, and we will be taking breaks. Thank you. And here's Mickey now. Okay then. Hi Mickey.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. We'll get there. Okay. Right. First call of the evening is Donna.
Hey Mickey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you? How can I help you, please?
Good. It's always nice talking to you. Yeah, I got online trying to meet a guy, and I did meet one fellow named Rick. He lives about 2.5 hours away, but I wanted to know, do you see anything happening with him or anyone else? Or
I don't – what I'm picking up with you seems to be a bit of a there seems to be a lot going on around you at the minute. Can you understand that, please, Donna?
Yeah, with my teeth. Yeah, I'm having problems with my teeth. Yeah.
Good. What I'm picking up at the minute, it seems to me you want a boyfriend, but at the same time, you don't really have time for yourself. Does that seem a fair answer to what's going on?
No. No, I could have time because I don't work. You know, I get my book. I'm 64 years old.
I can understand that, but what I mean is your mind seems full. You know, I get the feeling that, you know, sometimes you have a lot on your mind. That's what I'm getting at. And I do feel as though you're ready for a relationship, but it seems to me that sometimes maybe your family can, you know, sort of take precedence over your time. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I don't have any kids or anything, so that wouldn't be it. I visit my sisters, my two sisters.
Okay. Because I get the feeling there's a lot going on around you and a lot. Sometimes things are occupying your mind. That's what I'm picking up with that.
Well, I am picking up a little part-time job April 20th, for two and a half weeks. It's just a real part-time 2.5 weeks. So that's
going to
occupy my time.
Yeah. But what I feel with you and the gentleman you've met, I get the feeling that the road looks quite clear as we're looking down it now. What I want to say, I've got a lady coming to you that's a mother figure, and she's telling me. She's telling me it's about time that you started taking your life and yourself seriously. That's what she's saying to you. You seem to have been running around after various other people and doing other jobs. So what I'm picking up, she's giving you the thumbs up really to say that. Think this is a good time. She's a little worried about the distance, 2.5 hours driving. She says, you know, in her day it would have been a good contraceptive. That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying about that, and she's having a bit of a laugh. So I think what she's saying is, you know. It's going to be one of them relationships where you can take it or leave it, and I think that's how.
Uh-huh.
Now, what she's actually saying is, if this guy really wants to be with you, he'll make the effort. If he doesn't, well, you'll soon find out. That's what she's saying. She's just saying a lady never runs after any man. That's what she's saying. But obviously, she's talking about her day, not now.
He's a little quick. I mean, I haven't talked to him on the phone yet. I've only emailed him twice. Our birthdays within the same week, and he already wants to take off with me somewhere for our birthdays. That's too quick. I haven't even looked at the guy.
Yeah. Maybe that's what she's on about, you know. I do feel, you know, there's the interest there. But I think the worrying thing is, you know, obviously, as you get older, there's different precedences upon your time. But if I was you, I'd just play it a little bit cool, you know.
Exactly.
don't go being sorry for anything that happened. You know, I mean, I've been on my own quite a long time too, and I know that I you know, you've got to get to know somebody and be friends first, you know, before you can be anything, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and getting to know somebody as a friend, you know, going out, have a coffee, go to, going to the mall, having days out, you know, probably doing a little bit of hiking or something, sightseeing, you know, just gentle days out and getting to know each other, picnics and things like that. Taking off with somebody may just say, well, you probably want to, you know, a little bit more than you want to give straight away.
Yeah. So,
you know, unless you're just looking, you know, for a bit of fun.
No, just... not really.
No,
that's
I didn't think
funny.
You were. Oh dear. Yeah, no, I don't see any harm in it, and I don't feel he's a bad influence, although you might think he is, but I feel he's probably a nice guy and probably a little bit lonely, you know, and some people are like that, you know, he just wants to treat his lady and make a good impression, you know, only sometimes you can get the wrong impression from the right impression, if you don't understand what I mean.
He sounds like a sweet guy.
That's what I'm picking up. I think that, you know, but I think you're going to have to just, pardon me for saying this, you're probably just going to have to talk to him a bit like a mother and say, that's not the way we do things, you know. At our age, we have to do things a little bit steadier, you know, steady it down a bit. I don't feel as though we'll be offended, you know. I just feel as though, you know, when you want to get to know somebody, it has to be a much slower pace. And, you know, of course, you've always got them cranks out there that you've got to be careful with, you know. But on this occasion, I don't feel that. I feel he's just, you know, a nice guy who wants to make a good impression and probably take his new lady friend out, you know, and treat her nice. But at the same time, you don't know that, you know, life isn't a script, is it? You know, nothing's scripted. So you've really got to sort of make sure that what you are doing, that there are some safeguards in there, and you've got to build them yourself. You know, if you do go out, make sure if you want to go out, either tell a friend where you're going, take your cell phone with you, you know, so you can go to the ladies' room and ring a friend and make sure, you know, they come and pick you up, you know. So, you know, there are safeguards that you can build in to this. So I wouldn't worry too much. I would just try to, go have some time away and relax and just enjoy the time, you know, if he wants, you know, a little bit of time with you and take you out.
Yeah, he can come up here. He can drive up here. I'm not going to drive there.
Okay.
Well, later on, maybe, but not the first time.
Yeah, that's exactly what Mom said. That's exactly what Mom said. If he wants you, he'll make the effort, you know.
Yeah, he can get his own hotel room and everything, you know. I wanted to ask you real quick, do you think the finances are going to get a lot better? Because I owe all these credit cards, and they're all coming after me now. So I'm
going to, well, it's a good job you've got a boyfriend then, isn't it? That's all I can say. Your finances are going to get better. Your finances will get better. Don't worry about that.
I can't get any of these guys. No, I'm in debt.
Oh, dear.
They know I'm in debt.
Well, no, on a serious note, I do feel as though, you know, talking to these credit card people is the way forward, and get the payments down so you can pay through dollars a month. As long as you pay something, you know, they're going to leave you alone. You know, everybody's in debt at the minute, everybody, you know, I mean, just one of them things in the world, it's going on everywhere, you know. And the thing is, they know you're in debt, but they want to say, do you want another credit card? Do you want a loan? You know, and you just think, what planet are you on? You know, so but it, you know, it might be worthwhile when you get to know the new boyfriend. Just sort of, you know, tell him what. Maybe you can help you a little bit.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Well, being serious, you know, when you get to know him a little bit, just try, say, look, you know, if you want to be with me, you know, what comes with me comes with my, you know, my bills. It's as simple as that, you know. And you know, you can't put a price on a relationship, can you? You can't, no.
No.
If he accepts you, he accepts what comes with you, Donna. It's as simple as that, you know.
Exactly.
And most gentlemen, proper gentlemen, will accept that, you know. I do feel he's that kind of gentleman that may not meet all your bills, but he may give you, you know, a goodly sum of money towards them each month. You know, at least help you.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know, get on back on your feet again. You know, because two people can live better than one on their own. You know, and so if you've got two paychecks coming in, or Social Security and a paycheck, then you know you've got it made, really. You know, so I'll try talking at some point, Donna. Just try talking to him a little bit and try and sound him out a little bit. You know, don't frighten him off too soon by giving him your credit card.
I know.
Okay, John. Take care. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye now.
Okay. Thanks, Donna. Don't polish the mat. He might slip on a pop of his tongue on the way in. oh dear. Right then. Let's see where we're going. Andy.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening again. How are you doing?
Not so bad.
Good man. All right to see.
Not so bad.
It only seemed like a week ago since I talked to you last.
I know. You're a busy man.
Oh, dear. Before you say anything, all right, what a difference a day makes. What a difference a week makes. So that makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Has something fallen out of a tree, not literally, right, but does that make sense to you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Has something sort of landed there with you unexpectedly?
I can't say there has, no, not at the minute.
Well, I need you to keep an eye out for that.
Right.
I'm not quite sure where this is, but I'm being told that you're feeling a little stronger and a little more determined. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. I don't know why. I'm being told you've stopped spinning around now. That makes sense as well.
Sort of.
Good. I'm pleased. I want to say to you, have you? I'm not quite sure whether this is an email or a text message or whatever, but have you received a strange message or something this week?
Not yet, no.
I get the feeling that either something that's with you or it's on its way. Have you had a decision? Or are you waiting for a decision about something?
Waiting for all sorts of decisions, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what's going to land on your doorstep. It's about this decision or whatever. I don't know what that's about. Also, I don't know why I'm saying this, but there's somebody. Have you been talking to one of your old taxi driver friends? I don't mean someone that you talk to now, but, you know, have you been talking to somebody recently?
Not recently, no.
Somebody's talking about you in a positive way about going back to work.
Yeah.
So I get the feeling somebody wants you to go back to work for them or with them. I'm being told there's a solution going to be put on the table, but I don't know what that means, Andy, so I'm not going to open that up here.
Okay.
I feel as though I'm being told you can stand up straight now, whereas you couldn't before. I'm also being told, I don't know what, this sounds a bit strange. You haven't got vertigo, so don't worry about it. Don't ask me what that is. I've no idea. It's like, I think. Is it? All right. Don't ask me what it is. I've no idea what it is. You ain't got vertigo. I like that. It's good, that.
For some reason, it's just found that amusing, but yeah.
All right. Carry on.
I used to work high up.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. So, I don't know why, but there's something about this job. Now, I don't know whether it's working as a cab driver or delivering pizzas. I've no idea. I don't know what it is, but it's a job. Somebody's talking about a job. All right. I'm not saying it's delivering parcels or like that, but I don't want it's delivering or taxiing or something like that. And I get the feeling somebody's got you in mind or something. So just watch out for somebody wanting to talk to you.
Okay.
There seems to be problems around you, Andy, but there seems to be solutions as well.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're chucking obstacles in the way because you don't want to go to work, but it seems to me like, you know, I can't do this, right? So they're saying, well, don't worry, because, you know, we can do this, this, and this, you know.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that somebody wants to work with you, you know.
Yes.
And I do feel this is a positive move. As well, but I also need to talk to you later about a situation with something as well. But I'll talk to you about that later. About usual time. I don't know. I know this just sounds a bit strange, but have you been talking about moving?
Yes, with my son, because they may be moving.
Thank you. Because that's come from a friend of mine, you know. That's come from, you know where that's come from. I don't need to mention his name.
Right.
And he just says, this is where all the bits of the puzzle start to fall into place. Because he said it will do you good. But I will talk about that later. All right, mate.
All right, okay.
All right, I'll speak to you later, Andy.
All right, thank you. I'll speak to you later. God bless. All right, thank you, mate.
Thank you, Andy. Now then, before we move on, we said that we're going to have to take a break this evening, possibly. At the moment, I'm okay. But can I please encourage you to donate? You'll see that the write-up has changed, and it says quite clearly now that there is a $1 participation charge. We changed the word to participation rather than donation because we need your cash. We desperately need it to keep the shows going. So donations, nobody wants to do. Participation charge, still nobody wants to do because they are ignoring us again. There are 10 people in the call queue, yeah? And we've got 5 out of 10. So every other person has donated this evening and every other person hasn't. So can the ones that haven't simply just, you know, either pay up or disappear? Because that's the way Ken's feeling this evening. I'm not too good this evening. And I'll tell you, don't start me off. You know, just don't. Okay. Kathleen.
Hi, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kath?
I've been doing okay. Haven't been feeling too well the past few weeks. So I want to know what you get for me this time. Instead of asking a question,
what I'm picking up with you is that there seems a definite change with you. I'm not quite sure what's happened or what's gone on, but it seems something's happened, and I want to say it may seem a bit of an uphill struggle at the minute, but things are getting better. Does that make sense?
Well, it's not gotten better yet, but it is an uphill struggle. I got I got information on my health from 2 different types of doctors.
Okay. Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't pass comment on that. Mm-hmm. What I am picking up with you is things. Think it's always darkest before the dawn. That's what I'm being told you, right? Now, things aren't as bad as that you think they are. Now, it seems to me that you seem to have got, I'm not going to say you've got 2 different diagnoses, but you seem to get lots of different information. Does that make sense?
A lot of different information?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's overwhelming me.
That's what I'm picking up. Now, somewhere along the line, I can only say to you, I see things getting better rather than worse. That's what I'm picking up, okay? Now, I understand, I'm not quite sure how this will interpret into layman's terms or even into reality, I don't know. Maybe there's a procedure or something that needs to happen, I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What I am picking up is that whatever this is, Kathleen, there's light at the end of the tunnel. That's what I'm picking up with that. All right? Now, I don't want to say anything to upset you, but I do know, right, no pain, no gain, right? Now, I'm not saying this is going to be painful, because I think that the way you've been living is painful enough, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been a very, very brave lady, okay? Now, there is light at the end of the tunnel and things are going to get better, but before they do, this procedure seems to be I want to say it seems to be, I won't say frightening you, but it seems to be obsessing you in some way. Now, what I do feel is that this will, I want to say, in layman's terms, right a lot of wrongs, okay? And at the end of it, it'll give you, I want to say, more independence. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, I have 3 things going on, but I found out about 2 new things still the back. I went back to the surgeon to do the back surgery.
Okay.
He said I don't need any right now and to just exercise my legs. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. But then I had to wear an event monitor in my heart for 2 weeks, and I got a call from the cardiologist. And he said I have AFib. So I have to see him next week. And I was wondering why my heart always palpitates and flutters, and it's scary.
Okay.
And I didn't know if eventually I would have an ablation for it, where I don't know exactly what they do, but my ex-husband had it. And I didn't know if that's what you're talking about. And also they found, I already had my left lobe of my thyroid removed. And they kept telling me, I said, no, there's something wrong. And I went to the surgeon who removed it years ago, and he did an ultrasound, and he said, I have a lobe on the other one now. So I don't know what procedure, if you had talked about the heart, the thyroid, something with the back, the neck, I don't know.
Right. Again, I'm not quite sure which one I'm talking about. I do. Maybe it's about your back. I don't know. I do feel as though they're not going to happen all at once. It will happen over a time period, obviously. And there will probably be different doctors doing different procedures on you.
Right.
Now, I can't see one doctor doing all the procedures at one go. That's out of question.
Yeah, they have specialties, yeah.
Yeah. So, but what I do feel with you is that once this is over, you will be back, you know, probably a lot better off than you are now. That's what I'm picking up with that. I do feel... Sorry, come on.
No, I didn't know when you see things getting better, and I'm just very depressed about it. I've been in the house for so long.
Yeah. I can't give you a time frame about this, because if you did, that would probably be a bit more depressing. I'm looking long term now when I say this, but this could, you see, when I say that, it could be we could be looking at October for the last procedure, so that the first one could start next week. So I can only see, I can't see individual procedures. I can only see when things start to get better. So I want to say to you, it is going to take some time, but it is going to be worth it, okay? What I want to say to you, the most important procedure, this is coming from Joey, the most important procedure that's affecting you right now is your back, because you can't get up, you can't move about. Right,
and I went to the surgeon the other day, and he said, I don't need any other surgery. So I don't know.
I'm not saying, I'm not arguing with your physician or anything like that, but I am, at some point, there will probably be a procedure on your back or something like that.
See the heart? Do you see me getting that ablation? They're going to have to put me on a blood thinner. I see him April 1st because so I don't get a blood clot or a stroke or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that will help in the short term. I do feel as though there will be a procedure for that, pretty much the same as your ex-husband. Now, I don't know what procedure he had, whether it was bypass surgery or whatever. I don't know. But I do feel as though there will be a procedure for that.
Have two of them, because the first...
And I feel that's what's going to happen with you. That's what I feel. I feel the blood thinners are the first stage, all right?
The what?
The blood thinners, whatever you want to call it. Are the first stage of, you know, this procedure. It's like the first stage of a race or the first stage of a procedure. All right, and the next where you actually, I don't know what they do, put a stent in or a new valve. I don't know what they're going to do, but this is the kind of thing that I'm And this will help me, you know, give you a new lease of life, really. Now,
and not just that, the thyroid, I have to go Thursday for a fine needle aspiration. They put, you're awake, they put a needle in right
into your neck.
Into your thyroid.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, there is a nodule, I didn't know if they, how the biopsy would come out and if that would have to be removed. That nodule.
If if there's something on a thyroid, now again I'm not a physician, so I don't really
know. Yeah, I
know. I'm going what I'm picking up. If there is something there and it's growing, then it will probably be removed because where it is, all right, it's very little room. You've got all nerves and all kinds of things in your neck, if you understand what I mean. And for something that small to start growing, what happens is it starts to, on arteries and veins and nerves. So, yeah, the more likely to remove it rather than leave it, whether it's benign or it's active, if you understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
That's what I'm being told to tell you with that. So don't be surprised, you know, to take you in and say, right, you know, you have got a growth on your thyroid and we are going to take it out.
Yeah.
I can understand them doing a biopsy to find out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they're going to take it out anyway.
We don't know. They got to find out if it's cancerous or not. That's what the needle thing is. And then sometimes, like the surgeon said to me, I'm not an endocrinologist. You'd have to see one after that. But I don't know if they're going to – they waited some time before they took out the left one years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he left the right one in. I just wish he would have taken it out.
Yeah.
But once you take it out, you got to be on medication the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel anything bad with that. I must say, I don't feel. Normally, if I feel something like that, you know, I would say, but I don't feel anything to worry about with that.
Yeah.
So please don't.
I think I'm more worried about the heart because you don't know when you're going to have those palpitations, and they're very frightening.
Quite agree with you. Yeah, and the medication will help you with that. So everything that's going on around you is for the better. And you know, it is.
Wish I could feel it,
You know.
Okay.
But, you know, it is for the better. But, you know, if I can help you, you know where I am. You'll find me on Facebook, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Mickey. I appreciate your help. God bless.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kathleen. Now then, we know a couple of people have, and let's just say the majority have not. Some are driving, and some do pay when they get to a pay point. We do know that. I appreciate that. There are ones that are slipping through the net and deliberately slipping through the net, and it won't be tolerated. Now, what we're going to do, because as I said there, I'm not feeling too well. My stomach has been playing up all day. So we're going to take a break. We're taking a break, not because I feel ill, but it gives you the opportunity in the next 6 to 7 minutes to go and pay your dollar. Now, Kenny's not, okay, it might be 64 years of age, but he is computer savvy, if that makes sense to people, right? And there are a number of ways that you can make a donation, and one of them is via the email address that is clearly on the show page, So there is really no excuse. the devices are open there. If you're seeing the show page, which you have to be seeing a show page, otherwise you would not be able to call in. And, you know, people are looking at Ken as being some sort of an idiot. You know, Ken doesn't know what he's doing. He won't know whether we're paid or not. Ken knows, trust me. I'm computer savvy. And, you know, the page is there for everybody to see. So there is no excuse. Okay. That was like 6 minutes and 19 seconds long. I'm going to go back and have a look and see if anything has changed. And if it hasn't, we'll be cutting the show. And I mean this seriously. Now, okay. We've got £3.78 in UK British money. Yeah? Somebody paid $1.61 US, actually. Somebody paid a euro. Okay. 5 people have actually donated. The others haven't bothered. So after 7 minutes of asking and playing that piece of music, I'm going to say to Mickey, we're out of here. And if you can't be bothered to appreciate us a little bit more than this, then I'm going to be wasting our time. There are over 300 shows in a year. It's 7 minutes, between 7 minutes to 10 minutes per person, per show, times that 300 times. That's how many free readings you're getting. And you can't be bothered to pay one fecking dollar. Well, forget it.